Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's jump right into it. If anybody doesn't know who John Henry is, I don't know how you don't know who he is, but I'll give you a quick rundown. So John Henry is a superstar entrepreneur. He was a star of a TV show. He had a venture capital firm. He had his own cleaning business when he was like 19 years old, which he sold for $1 million, angel investor, serial entrepreneur. And now he actually started his own auto insurance company. So he's like a wizard, and he's under 30 years old. So
that's scary, bro.
Yeah. He's a wizard. So
wait, we forgot that he actually owns real estate too.
Oh yeah, real estate investor. Big time real estate investor. So what we're gonna do now is we talk about public markets a lot, but we haven't talked about private markets. And that's a whole part of the financial space. And you can't have a financial show and not talk about private markets. A lot of people might not even know what private markets are when we talk about angel investing, we talk about venture capital, things of that nature. So I want to have that conversation. I also want to have the insurance conversation. So let's jump right into it. Let's jump right into it, my good brother. Let's so VC, right? Venture capital. So you were on both sides of venture capital. You were part of a venture capital firm, Harlem Capital, and now you actually received money from venture capital. So you was actually giving out venture capital at one point. Now you have a company where you're actually getting venture capital. So I want to start with, a lot of people might have businesses and they approach even us all the time like, hey, do you know any VC people? I got a $1 million idea. I want to pitch it to them, but they don't know the proper process. So What is the process to get venture capital funding?
Copy. Okay, awesome. Yeah, no, it's a great conversation. Let's talk about the private markets. It's very connected to the public markets. A lot of the legacy company, any company that you can buy and sell now, and I appreciate that you guys are constantly breaking down the public marketplace. It gives me whiplash just following the movement. So I don't have a whole lot of money in the public markets.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But any company that was public was at once private, right? Before you are valuable enough such that some, you know, a bank would underwrite you and bring you to the public in, you know, in the form of an initial public offering, you have had to had traversed an entire journey in the private markets. And there is an entire wave of value creation that is for a lot, you know, historically been limited to the few. So if you thought it would, you had a good deal when you bought Beyond Meat, when you bought Levi's, when you bought Airbnb, imagine the deal that Sequoia got. Imagine the deal that Y Combinator got. Imagine the deal that their homie, by the way, who went to college with the founder and had a look at 5K of Airbnb when they were worth 10 million got when they went public at 100 billion. Right. Mm. And so the private markets is for me very fascinating because twofold, right? As you mentioned, there's two sides of this table here. It's, hey, can you be a good scout of talent? And unlike in the public markets, you have to elbow your way into conversations, rooms, and you have to have two levels of skill. You have to, one, be able to dynamically spot when you think the team is right, when you think that the opportunity is right, and when you think that the timing is right. And then also you need to even be able to be in the conversation such that an entrepreneur would want to give you a look at their deal. But then there's a couple of other things happening as well, right? So that's on the investor side. And then the side that I love,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Is a side that rolls their sleeves up. And like, one thing I just want to say too, there is an ungodly amount of emphasis placed on the investor these days. The VC, how can I pitch a VC? But like, the VC ain't doing shit, right? Yeah. The founders rolling their sleeves up, creating values, making judgment calls every day, hiring, firing, busting ass, selling, onboarding, building product, evangelizing. The founder, in my opinion, is really the hero, the creator of value. And I think that culturally, somewhere along the line, probably because of TechCrunch and Fast Company place so much emphasis on the investor, we forgot to view the founder as a hero. right? And so those are the two sides of the table going on. It's the founder being bullish on a vision, stubborn on a vision, you know, obsessed with the vision, mobilizing a team around it, and eventually you bring investors into your orbit. And if you're fortunate, like we were at Loop, you can get a little bit of capital, and you know, then you effectively you have your swing at it. So that's what's going on in the private markets. I really love it because it's interlinked to the public markets in a new way and more intimate way than ever before, because a lot of the public companies that are making the biggest waves are all venture funded. You have Robinhood making a splash. Clubhouse will go public, guaranteed. WeWork recently filed for IPO via a SPAC. I'm not sure if you guys talked about SPACs. I think it's the craziest racket. But there's a lot of companies now that via a traditional IPO or a SPAC, which is effectively like a way to bypass the traditional IPO diligence requirements and still make it to the public markets. Venture capital is seeing the biggest wave of liquidity that we've ever seen in the industry. So all these investors that had their money tied up in all these bets, they're making money. And guess what? Guess who's not making money? Us, because we never had a look at the deal. So that, yeah. And that bugs me, right? Because the majority of the people that made dough and had a look at these companies, you know, came from a handful of zip codes in the Valley. And so Harlem Capital sought to change that and diversify the how a capital manager looks like and what we look like. And then we're changing that as founders as well, stepping up to the plate and swinging big.
Quick question for you. When you were looking to distribute capital, what are some of the traits that you were looking for in the entrepreneur that would be an easy hell yes, I need this company? For me, I look at a founder, I look at economic moats, competitive advantage, but what are some of the things you were looking for when you were like, we have to get this deal pushed through in 2 or 3 weeks?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I think people always look for like a easy summary of tips, but the thing that makes venture a lot more difficult is in the public markets, you can base your investment based on the past, right? So you evaluate your investment based on historicals. In venture, you often have no historicals. So it's not about getting a good deal on the past, it's about getting a good discount on the future. And you tell me how you go about summing that up. Sometimes it is because the founder is an X factor. You know, sometimes it's because you're just like, whoa, this person is incredible. Other times you're just like, whoa, the timing for this thing just kind of makes sense right now. And other times you're not completely sure and there's a thin line between, you know, brilliant and kind of crazy.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.